No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'll be glad to. Greg and co-pilot, that is me, along Captain Dennis. And also on this special holiday edition, last show before Christmas, we got RV Tom with us to help navigate the latest aviation news and information. A lot's been going on with Tom. We haven't had him on for a while, probably because he's in holiday mode and rehabilitation mode because he had some work done on his ankle. Which has kept you out of the airplane somewhat. Is that right, Tom, or what?
Yeah, pretty much so. You know, I have an RV9, a Vans RV9, and I have toe brakes. And you got to push on the right rudder pedal and towards the top to activate the brakes on the right side of the aircraft. And since my ankle has been kind of immobile, I haven't been able to really fly. So. And I didn't want to take, I can kind of do it. I've been going to the gym for the last couple of weeks and doing calf raises and everything else and exercising my ankle. But I really didn't want to take the chance of, you know, doing something stupid or run off the runway if I run, if, you know, during a crosswind or something like that. And
yeah, the FAA doesn't like the excuse of, I have a new ankle. It doesn't work yet. They don't, don't buy that as an excuse.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good excuse. You know, with almost coming up this year, will be 50 years of flying without any incident or accidents. I want to kind of keep a clean record for the next 50 years.
Okay. Well, that's probably a good way to look at it.
Until the 50th anniversary of your pilot license and somebody can sign you up for the Wright Brothers Award, right?
Is that what happens?
After 50 years, you're eligible for the Wright Brothers Award, which is basically awarded to a pilot that has flown for 50 years without an incident or an accident.
Really? What do you get? Like, you get a little special wings or something?
You actually get a certificate, and there's usually a formal ceremony that is, you know, bestowed upon the person. It's a big deal. You've got to get nominated for it. It has to go through the FAA for approval.
Yeah.
And
is that the goal?
It's an accomplishment. 50 years.
Really? Is that the goal for you, Tom?
Well, you know, I never heard of it until just this moment.
I just blew the secret then. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you got to be nominated or just apply, Dennis? We got
to
check
into
this.
No, you have to be nominated.
Okay.
So somebody has to know that you've been 50 years and they have to go through the paperwork and nominate you. And then it gets vetted through the FISDO.
As far as incidents, what is the threshold of an incident, I guess? Do we know? Are you going to have to look into that?
Were you able to reuse the plane again? Were you at fault? Did you bust any of the rules? Things like that. So it's a reward for safe pilots.
Well, I know, but wait, so have you had any incidents at all, Tom, in your 50 year of flying, or almost 50 years of flying?
He's pleading the fifth.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what I'm wondering. How do they know?
I don't know, except maybe being inverted on final, shooting an ILS down to minimum. Does that count?
No, that sounds like
a sim.
Yeah. Well, was it? I was in the sim, right?
That
exactly.
Was in the sim. No incidents, no accidents, no. Never got caught in the FAA. I've been pretty.
So there's the threshold. I think as long as you haven't been caught,
and the FAA has a record. For your New Year's resolution, Dennis, you going to nominate me?
I think
it looks like I have some work to do.
We got to do this.
Held a pilot's license. It's 50 years from the date of your first solo.
So when was that, Tom?
That was July of, '76. So
we're talking about July in 2026. That'll be your 50-year anniversary.
Oshkosh.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I think we got a plan. Merry Christmas to RV Tom, possibly.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
kind of cool.
I never heard of that.
That's kind of cool.
I love the idea because it sounds like Captain Dennis will have to do all the work, and I'll just kick back and take credit for it. And congratulate you accordingly.
And I do take bribes.
Okay. Well, there's that. I don't know if that's part of the certificate or whatever, or process of the application, but we'll track that accordingly. And now that the FAA has been indirectly informed, you might have no chance in hell of this materializing next year, Tom. So I digress. So we took a little a diversion on our fly path already, but that's what happens here at the end of the year and Christmas time. You're in holiday mode, and the, this kind of, you know, stuff pops up. So it's, I don't know, we got a plan. That sounds pretty cool. But okay, getting back to your ankle not working, so you haven't been flying for that reason. And but you have been working on the plane or the nose cone for the landing gear. Is that what this is that you got?
Yeah, I can see it's right on here. Video. This, my last time doing some touch and goes at the airport, I felt a little bump, and some guy came over and he goes, "Hey, that experimental over there, he just lost part of your nose gear or your landing gear on your nose."
Yeah, he just walked up to you and said, "Hey, you're missing this." That kind of thing.
No, he called me on the radio, and I was just getting ready. I was just rolling out, so you know, I rejected the takeoff. Okay. And I felt a little bump, but it was kind of gusty that day. And then, so anyway, I pulled over, and then, anyway, it cracked all along the seam on the inside here.
Okay.
So I knew it had a hairline crack.
So that's the cover of the nose or the nose spinner. Wheel landing?
Yeah, it's nose cover. Okay. I mean, the nose gear has the front end of it. Okay. Your whole clamshell.
Gotcha. So
I got it all reinforced.
Yeah, what'd you do? You had to I mean, it's made out of fiberglass. You had to reinforce it, the crack, I guess, and just kind of reseal it up or something, or what?
Yeah, I just got some
duct tape.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I just made the fiberglass kit from it, and then just on the inside here, just run
beat okay. fiberglass. Yeah, a little super glue, little duct tape. I don't see any of that, but so you've done a great job. So
pretty much, I just got. I'm going to put another coat of gray primer on there, then to get some white paint on and match the rest of it and get it back on.
So that's
the fly.
Yeah. So the landing cover is a glossy white color. I mean, I don't know.
The landing gear, all three of them are glossy white.
All right. So at least in your downtime, you've been productive as far as working on the plane, even though you're not flying it at the moment. You're trying to get it ready.
Actually, I've been doing a lot of things here. I mean, like I was telling you off the air a little while ago, we went to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra this weekend.
Yeah,
that was fabulous. And then I got the wife for this Christmas. Santa Claus came early. I got a brand new red Corvette for her. So I've been working on that. I put some radiator guards in the front of the calendar on the Corvette, and I'm putting a dash camera in it right now as we speak.
Oh, wait, okay. Does she know about this, or is this like privileged information because she's not with you?
She knows about it. The Corvette came in a couple weeks ago, came into Lakeland, so I went and picked it up, and so I'm going to take some pictures of her this week wearing her red outfit. And
all right. So Mrs. Claus has got a new sleigh, it sounds like.
Yes, and I got some great pictures. I'm going to show Santa Claus in a red Corvette, bringing it in. So I'll put that on the social media thing. So my wife deserves it after 40 years of putting up with me and 41 years at the airline she works at. So it's kind of and she's been wanting a red. When we first started dating 40 years ago, she saw a red Ferrari with tan interior and the yellow brake calipers, and she goes, "I want one of these days." And I've had several Corvettes in the last 25 years, and they were all stick shifts. But this one, it's an automatic, so she can drive it. And so
she's done enough time to earn her little red Corvette.
Yeah, her little red Corvette. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know, it sounds like she's doing pretty good in this deal. 40 years dealing with you, she gets a Corvette. 50 years, you flying without an incident. You might get a piece of paper from the FAA or certificate or something.
Yeah, what kind of deal is that?
Yeah, we got to talk to them about awarding 50-year safe pilots with a Corvette. That might be better incentive, Dennis. You think they'd go for that?
You know, with the government cutbacks and whatnot and spending, I don't think it's going to have happen at all.
Probably not. But I don't know. It's an idea.
It's a thought.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad one. But, you know, if nothing else, you just reward yourself. Like, hey, I'm still here. 50 years later, been flying airplanes. I deserve to give myself
a Corvette.
Yeah, something for the holidays. All right, we got more coming up on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need an escape from reality for a while? Your favorite scuba action star, Mike Scott, is back in an all-new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From the brilliant mind of author Eric Douglas comes the thriller that started it all. Listen as Mike unravels the death of a girl, the protest of new development, and the systemic destruction of coral reefs, all against the stunning backdrop of Grand Cayman Island. This one's got it all. Submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface. When he was ready and completely relaxed, he wrapped his arms through the straps of the sea cushion and gently slid into the water.
Dive back into adventure with Cayman Cowboys. Also available, Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lion Fish. Download all 5 audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.